You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So Craig came into our show at the very end and said, hey, I'll offer you something, Evan. Pre-record a question for Rob Manfred, and we'll play it on the air. And I said, that's a great gesture. And Craig said, you can ask anything you want except, why do you hate baseball? Which, of course, I would never ask. It's more of a joke. So when the show ended, I went back into a back studio and I did record a question. I listened to Rob Manfred's interview with Craig and Big Mac, and I never heard my question.
Oh.
Never heard it. So I was curious, are they ever going to bring
nagged.
This? Yeah.
I mean, he promised.
He made a promise. He didn't do it.
It was incredibly frustrating as somebody else who was waiting for the question.
So. I think a lot of people were. So Craig did address it after the interview was over. Here is his explanation for those that missed it on why he wouldn't play his favorite partner he's ever had in radio's question for Rob Manfred.
I was told by our producer, you cannot air the question.
He said it was too disrespectful, that Evan broke the rules kind of being respectful. In the
okay,
question.
So again, what? I have still not heard the question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not going to listen to the question now either because I don't care.
Right.
But I want Evan to know, and Tiki and Evan, who'll be out tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock after Boomer and Geo, that the only reason I did not allow his question to be played is that I was told, as Rob Manfred was walking in, do not play that question. So I can only imagine what type of... You know what? Douchery Evan came up with on his question.
Mm.
I was told beyond that, because I've not heard it, it was much more of a statement than a question.
Right.
All right. So on Evan. It's not
on
me.
Would you like a hint?
Here, would you like to hear? You have not heard the question.
I have not
right?
heard the question.
Now, I don't think anyone's heard the question. I think they did eventually replay it yesterday, and they did replay it this morning. But for those that have not heard my pre-recorded question, one question for Rob Manfred, you tell me, and you're going to be very honest.
I think you might have to fire Hoff as the producer of the Rico at this point.
I already did that. But I want you to be honest, and you, Sean, to be honest, because you guys pull no punches with me.
Yes.
Your thoughts on this question that I pre-recorded for the Commissioner of Baseball, Rob Manfred.
Mr. Commissioner, you know as well as I do that the players will never, ever, 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 ever accept a salary cap. Can you promise us loyal fans that you're not going to waste time pushing something on players they will never accept? Thank you.
Wait, that's not aggressive.
It is.
How?
That is beyond
because you know he really wants to... Well, have a salary cap. And by the way, he knows he's not getting it. It's why he has the Players Alliance. He has all these former players trying to help with the cause. It's not going to happen, though.
Well, but that's the thing. We're saying that until maybe it happens. If this is a big sticking point, he's got owners like Hal Steinbrück. And by the way, we're not even going to argue this right now. But
let's not argue the salary cap. Argue if that's an acceptable and fair question.
I think it's an acceptable question if you don't phrase it with, they're never, ever, 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 what? Ever,
they're
ever,
not.
Ever.
They're not. They're not. They're not. And sometimes...
Just like Mikal Bridges wasn't going to the Knicks, Evan. Like, they're not until... That's the point.
Yeah, but Mikal Bridges did not want to go to the Knicks.
I understand that, but he thought the Nets... I'm just bringing that up as an example of Evan, I believe...
It's and different It's different with owners, because with owners, it's going to ultimately come about money. So Mikal Bridges, money or draft picks. It was about something other than... desire.
While you were on the current right side of history, in terms of like you believe that this is going to be a big run and a sticking point, saying never, ever, ever 14 times when you've had examples in the past already as somebody that said this will never happen.
It's irrelevant to if the question can be asked.
But you can't say it 15 times like that and not think it's douche.
Is it, did Craig come on and say you can't say never, ever, ever 15 times? He never said that as a rule. He said there's one rule. Don't ask him why he hates baseball. I didn't do it.
But that's the equivalent. You're basically saying if you have this problem, you'd be hitting him. Evan, all you have to say was, I believe and everybody believes they're never, ever accepting a salary cap. Are you going to allow this to be a sticking point in costless games?
No, because that's not the question is, can you
play it? Then it's not douchey and you play it.
It should be played. Then they'll stop.
I'm Team Hoffman here, man. I'm Team Hoffman here.
I was listening to the morning show because everyone was giving their opinions. Mm-hmm. Let's see what, because the guy I respect the most is Gio. What did Gio say? Was my question acceptable?
I would have loved that to be played for Manfred.
Yeah, that's got to be Craig 100% saying, oh, this is my show.
He would have loved for it to have been played for Manfred. And he's right. And you know why?
What was he going to say? What was Rob Manfred going to say?
Good thing you never brought me in with that schmuck.
No. What would he?
What about me, by the way?
I'm talking about, let's talk about the question.
Yeah.
What would he have said?
And that's the mistake that Hoff made. It would have made news. Because either he was going to deny a pledge, or he was going to make one and say, you know what, I won't do it.
That's the mistake.
They messed up. That's their fault.
That's the mistake you made.
I didn't make any mistake.
Because it actually is a worthy question. If you just toned it down a little bit, it still makes news and gets played.
I didn't make any mistake.
You cost us knowing the answer by being a douche.
I asked the question, and they got soft. That's their decision. That's their decision. But I stand by it because everything I said in the question is true. And don't tell me I was disrespectful. I called him Mr. Commissioner, and I ended it with a thank you. So how douchey be when I call? Did either of them call him Mr. Commissioner? Yeah.
Can you go brush your teeth? Your breath stinks. Thank you. Is that nice? Just because you said thank you?
Wow. So, Tiki, you thought it was acceptable.
I thought it was more than acceptable.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, and Sean says it wasn't. And I break the tie, so 2-1.
All right, great.
How did that dinner for you go, by the way?
I'm glad you asked. So,
did he say anything?
Yesterday, towards the end of the show, before Craig made the offer that he reneged on, we went around the room and said, what would you ask Rob Manfred? And so Tiki Barber had a specific question he wanted Rob asked.
Yes.
And to the credit of Craig, he asked Tiki's question.
Oh, but what you should have done. You should have just given it to Craig to ask, and then Craig would have put it in his own, you know, tamed down words.
Before you tame down words, before you make that comment, I want to play how you wanted the question asked versus the way Craig asked it to see if you find it acceptable. And then, of course, we'll hear the commissioner's answer.
All right.
Here's what Tiki wanted Craig or Big Mac to ask. What would your one question be for the commissioner of Major League Baseball?
My question is, how are you going to, and again, this is boring to most fans, but it's interesting to me. How are you going to handle the financial discrepancies? And I know that's why you're pushing for it. Dodgers are exploiting the system.
All right. So that's what Tiki wanted. Mm-hmm. Here is how Craig asked the question to Mr. Commissioner.
What keeps you asleep more at night? The prospect of the Dodgers being a super team or the reality that there are still some franchises that are unwilling to get into the game and spend the type of money that it seems like you have to spend to be just competitive?
Are you okay with the way he asked it?
No, because it's... it's taking the... He doesn't have to answer about the Dodgers. It's honestly, because you don't have to answer the Dodger question when you give them two options of what they answer.
By the way, you're burying the lead on the correct question. He made an idiom mistake. What keeps you asleep at night? It's good to be asleep at night.
Yes. I didn't even hear that.
Can you play that one more time, Sean? I know this is a challenge for you. Go ahead.
What keeps you asleep more at night? The prospect of the Dodgers...
What keeps you asleep more at night?
What keeps you awake more at night?
So, Craig, I've got great news for you.
Yes,
you will
made
be on
it.
This week's Idiots with Idioms. Only because we played the clip. And in fairness to the commissioner, here's his answer to obviously the Craig version of the question.
I want to quibble with one word, unwilling.
Okay.
I think unable is really...
Stop it right there. This is where I want to give Big Mac a lot of credit. Big Mac would eventually push back on that. I wouldn't have waited. And I would have been disrespectful because that answer pisses me off so much.
Just because they're saying unable.
Yeah. Oh, I would quibble with unwilling. It's unable. That would have been the part of the interview where Craig would have escorted me out. Because that is so freaking offensive for him to give this garbage. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to quibble. Shut up, bro. A quibble. You got billionaire owners that don't spend. Now, again, this is why Big Mac's awesome. And he is the future of the radio station. Big Mac waited for him to respond. And he did say, hey, I would take issue, very respectfully, with unwilling and unable. And brought up the Pirates as an example. So, Big Mac, if you're listening, I got great respect for you. I would have jumped off the table because that so effing pisses me off that this commissioner continues to say it. But I apologize. Let's let him actually, you know, answer the question.
Right, right. I want to quibble with one word, unwilling.
Okay.
I think unable is really a better word. But having said that, I worry more about the latter. And I worry more about the latter because I think when you have a 162-game season, you have to think all the time and listen to your fans when they're saying, we don't feel like we have a chance to compete.
Right.
Because when people feel like they don't have a chance to compete, they check out on you.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And especially for baseball, where the butts in the seats matter.
I think it's absolutely true. It's about what you're going to do about it. Yeah. The last thing I do want to play from Rob, and by the way, if you want to hear the entire interview, it was very entertaining. I think it's on YouTube. It's on the podcast. You can check it out. But do it after our show. You know, listen to our show and then listen later. He was asked about realignment and about the Mets and the Yankees being in the same division, which is what Sean requested.
That's right.
What you wanted to hear. And this was the other thing. Now, this didn't cause me to jump off the table, but I was very agitated by Rob because he spoke out of one side of his mouth and then ended the answer by speaking out of the other side of his mouth. And I'll let you hear it so you can judge the confusion.
Go ahead.
Because I left the interview still not understanding what the hell Rob Manfred meant when asked fairly about the Mets and the Yankees eventually being in the same division for geography purposes.
You would realign. You would do it along geographic lines, which would could alleviate a ton of the travel burden that's on players. Remember, we ask our players 162 times in 186 days. So most of the play between 162 and 186, travel, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so you can eliminate a lot of that travel, make it less burdensome, which would be a great thing in terms of player health and safety. And if you play geographically, we get in a postseason. You know, we have those four window days that I love, right? You get four baseball games in a day. It's awesome. But when you think about the fans in the individual markets, you always end up with, because of the way we're set up, you know, you get Boston versus Anaheim in one of the early rounds. So you're either going to be too late for the fans in Boston or too early. So if you realign geographically, you would look more like other sports where you play up east into the World Series and west into the World Series. And that 10 o'clock game on the West Coast that sometimes is a problem for us becomes a prime time game on the West Coast for the two teams that are playing. So there's a lot of advantages to it. I think if you did it, you'd probably be 8-4s, right?
Okay.
And I think you would try to keep the two team cities
separate.
You would. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So they would not be in the same division. Yeah.
That would be my thinking.
That answer made no sense.
Why?
He spent an entire minute, by the way, fairly, as much as I disagree, I do want to be fair, explaining the benefits of geographic realignment.
Yeah,
totally makes sense.
Yes.
For the players, for the travel, even the playoff thing makes a lot of sense. So he does this whole thing about basically, we're gonna realign geographically, as much as I disagree. He gave absolutely fair reasons for why.
Right.
And then he ends it by saying, but the Mets and Yankees won't be in the same division.
Yeah,
that makes absolutely no sense. He wasted our time with that answer.
No, he didn't, because I think, and by the way, he basically said there would be expansion, too.
Yes.
Because he said there'd be 8-4s, which is the NFL model, which is 32 teams. There's only 30 right now in Major League Baseball. So he gave you expansion without anyone responding to it. But the Giants and the Jets are right here.
Well, but what's the difference right now with geography? There's a National League East, there's a National League Central, there's a National League West.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He didn't describe anything that was different. So
no,
what
no,
did he
did.
Say?
He did.
What did he
yeah.
say?
So
I have no idea what the hell
so
he meant by
that. So basically, he would separate conferences, but I think this kind of goes back to the NFL thing, keeping rivalries. You could easily just eliminate the Rays from the AL East, bring them down to a South.
South, right.
Yankees don't have to live in a division with the Mets. It's the Blue Jays, it's the Red Sox, it's the Orioles. The Mets don't have to lose the Phillies. The Mets keep the Phillies, you know, insert Washington there, right. And then, you know, maybe it's Pittsburgh, and then you get those two things.
That's basically what it is right now, bro. What are you talking about?
But that's all he needs to do.
No, right. He did. Okay, are you changing?
I don't think it needs... Realignment doesn't need to be radical realignment.
But it's already realigned. It's already by geography. So unless, and maybe this is what he meant, but I don't know. I have no idea. We're going to use osmosis now. Is that in the playoffs, the AL East will take on the NL East? So instead of it being in a World Series, it would be in a divisional series? Is that what he meant? Because he just said, he just said Boston-Anaheim is bad. So I have no effing idea what he meant by this.
Okay.
And I'm deeply confused. I'm not angry, even though I'm raising my voice.
No.
I'm more just like, I have no idea what that meant.
I think he meant wild card divisional rounds. And then the championship series will be, not wild card, what's it called?
Divisional series, LCS?
LCS will be bi-coastal.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's actually worse.
I think you heard World Series would be bi-coastal. I don't think that's what's happening.
So let me get this straight, because we don't know the answer. We're going to speculate because Rob was very confused, I guess, in answering this. We are going to have Mets and Yankees not in the same division, but they'll face each other earlier in the postseason.
So
by the way, I think that's the dumbest idea ever, but that's besides the point. But it was just such a weird answer that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so I thought this was like a pretty easy interpretation. I would have asked the follow-up, which I was screaming for Chris to ask. He literally...
Yeah, all Big Mac's fault. I agree.
No, but he literally referenced the other sports doing this. I interpret this as baseball is going to an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference.
Right.
That it's no longer going to be American League and National League, which, by the way, they've already started to do, right? By taking away the DH, you play everybody all year long. He literally said the words, like the other sports do, a West versus East, and you build towards the World Series. I think that the league is going to conferences, four divisions of four,
right,
as opposed to leagues.
Here's how Craig can make it up to me, since he ditched my question. Since him and Rob are like buddies, I want him to call him up personally and just ask him on a follow-up, what the hell did you mean by realignment?
Okay.
I need to know.
Yeah, clarify the realignment.
Clarify the realignment, and we're all good. Even though it's all Pete Hoffman's fault eventually. Let's go to Larry down in Florida. What's up, Larry?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Not much. Hey, first off, let me start off. It's a pleasure to talk to you both. I own a pressure wash business down here, and I've been working nonstop every day just cleaning concrete. So I've been listening from the morning until night. So I've been listening to you guys and then Carlton. And I'm going to tell you right now, first off, he did you dirty by not asking the question.
Yep.
Secondly, when Manfred was there, you can tell he was tiptoeing around some of the things he was trying to hint at. McMonagle was really trying to get him to really answer some things. He didn't want to do it. He's doing the political game. I get it. But it's just a little frustrating. I did like they brought up the WBC.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the timing when these guys come in, because I have a little conundrum. I love the WBC, but I also love the Yankees. And, you know, obviously you got the fear of like the Edwin Diaz thing.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know how you can get around that, because the All-Star game is a huge marketing sell for the MLB. And so is the WBC. So there's really got to be something where they kind of come together and kind of agree upon. I guess I'll go with some of the when they do the lockout meetings and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, quick note on the Giants before I go. I am so sick and tired of hearing about Harbaugh. At this point, hire Rick Moranis and Little Giants. I don't care. Get it done. Get it done.
You know what's funny, Larry? It's only been 3 days.
I know. That's so true. But it's gonna keep being a talking point until they hire somebody.
Yeah.
And we don't know how long it's going to be. We made our predictions yesterday. I think it's going to be more late, late January 19th, I think I said. But it could be quicker. I just don't think you're going to get clarity on enough of the guys who you want to interview, like actually interview, not the Zoom interview.
Yeah.
Actually interview until you have some time here.
He hit on the WBC, which is an event I enjoy as well. And I've thought about this a lot. I don't think there's ever a good time for it. Like right now we complain about March because it's spring training and guys are building up, especially pitchers, so it doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel fair. There could be injuries and all that. If you do it during the All-Star break, it's the same thing. It's the middle of a season. That feels even more dangerous. Mm-hmm. The problem with doing it after the season, which I've always thought about, is no one will care.
Yeah, it's a Pro Bowl. It's the Pro Bowl in the NFL. No player wants to do that.
No player wants to do it, and I don't think any fan would want to do it. Like, I love baseball, right? Mm-hmm. It's my first love. When it's November, I'm good. I'm done. I just watched 9 months of it.
No, you're right. I think the only thing that made the Pro Bowl compelling was that it was in Hawaii. And so you just felt like you were touching this place on this planet that you just don't normally go to. And even if you're watching it from, I don't know, Dubuque, Iowa.
It was unique.
And you're just like, oh, that's Hawaii. There's football players in Hawaii. That's cool. They got the Lays. They got the Hawaiian shirts. They got all this other cool stuff. And the Hawaiian people loved it.
Yeah. No, they certainly did. Will in Union Square will try to clear up Rob Manfred's mess of a point on realignment. Go ahead, Will.
What's up?
Simply said, listen, Evan, I think you're a really smart guy, but sometimes you get so into your point that you don't see the other side. You know?
That's very well said, Will. Very well said.
So what he's talking about is making it like the NBA and the NHL, where he's doing an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference. So you have the Eastern teams that are going to play in the playoffs, and then on the other side, you're going to have the Western teams that are going to play in the playoffs, and then they'll meet in the World Series.
So here's the thing, Will. I don't know if you're right. You may be right, and I guess this is my frustration. I don't know. We are assuming.
You don't want that?
Well, I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
We are assuming, based on that answer, it was not clear. So that's the problem. And I understand I get stuck in my ways. I won't even deny that accusation of me. But Rob Manfred never made that clear. And I don't want to pick on Big Mac or Craig on a follow-up, because sometimes you're thinking about other things or the next question, and it's follow-ups are, like, they're important, but sometimes you just miss it, or maybe you interpret it a certain way.
Sure.
I'll talk to Big Mac when he gets in.
Or you're not paying enough attention, so you don't hear it clearly, and you just let it go,
or
as opposed to stopping and digging in.
Or Big Mac, like Will, said, I get what he means.
Oh,
I did not get what he means. I don't think that answer was cleared by the commissioner.
If the commissioner literally says the words, like the other leagues do, we have a West and an East, and you play towards a championship between that, isn't that?
No.
I don't know how much clearer you need that.
I'll tell you why that's not true. The Knicks and Nets are in the same division. The Rangers, Islanders, and Devils are in the same division. It is odd to say we're going to realign geographically, but keep teams out of divisions. It doesn't make sense. And to your point, Tiki, you asked, do I like it? No.
How does that make sense?
It's not like the NBA. The Knicks and Nets are in the same division.
Evan, yes, but you know who's not? The Los Angeles Lakers. And right now, the Anaheim Angels are in the same league as the Yankees.
I understand.
That's what he's talking about.
I don't know that's what he's talking about.
He said it.
And do you even? No, he didn't. And you even like that, by the way? The Mets are in. East and the Yankees are in the East. But by the way, they play in the first round?
Don't think football. Think basketball.
It's not basketball. The Knicks and Nets are in the same division. I'll say it again.
You keep saying that, but right now, the freaking Dodgers are in the Mets league. That's what the realignment is.
What's the point of the Mets and Yankees not being in the same division if they're in the same league or conference? What's the point? Why are we keeping them separate? Like, what the hell's the difference at this point?
Because
doesn't make any sense.
Because the NBA is only two divisions of seven. That's your problem. He wants to do the NFL model of four divisions of four. Maybe that's based on some kind of scheduling because it's 162 games, but it's splitting the country in 16 and 16.
I get that, but why are the Mets and Yankees separate divisions then? Just put them in the same division at this point.
Keep your rivalries you already have rivalries, where you're playing those teams more throughout the year.
Right, so realignment is just moving a couple of teams east of the Mississippi or west or whatever the Mississippi.
Right, think of the Marlins and Rays as the Arizona Cardinals leaving the NFC.
I got you. I think it's the same thing as radical realignment. You're just putting a different name on it. So now I'll answer your question. Do I like it? No, I think it's stupid. I'd almost rather if
Why are you so gung-ho for the Yankees and the Mets to be in the same division?
I'm not. I would prefer not to. But if you're going to do a game where they can play in the divisional series or play in the first round.
No, they'll play in the championship series, the Eastern Championship Series. Like, that's what it should come down to.
Well, I don't think that's what would be the case, but okay. There's a lot of assumptions, and unfortunately, I blame Rob Manfred because now we're having a confusing conversation all because he never really clarified what the hell he meant.
I think, look, the difference is, is it a bracket, or is it, or do you reseed?
I have no idea. I don't even think he knows. And here's the truth, because Rob did say this at the end. He's going to retire after his next contract, which is in 2029. He's never even going to be involved in this because this will happen far after he's gone. Mm. So now that I think about it, he's irrelevant.
He could set the wheels in motion.
I guess so. All I know is I'm confused. There is a little bit of piece of baseball news for you. According to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, Ketel Marte, whose name has been rumored a lot as a trade target, the Arizona Diamondbacks have decided to keep Ketel Marte. They will not trade him. So for Yankee fans and Met fans.
I kind of felt like he was already traded.
Yeah, no, because we heard so many rumors about it.
I know. I thought that already happened.
But he has not been traded. There you go.
And he is not going to be traded.
We'll get back to calls in a minute. 888-808-1019.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,